Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, Joe, we've got another quick clip we're going to play here, so hang tight. We'll be back. Just turn her loose, Mighty Andrew.
Have a black doctor in America who's giving a message, and it turns out she's reading a script, because then we have a kind of a redhead doctor saying the exact same thing. So listen to these. We're going to play just a few seconds of each. It's the exact same thing.
I'm Dr. Jacqueline Walters. I've been a practicing OBGYN for 23 years. When my pregnant patients ask whether they should get vaccinated against COVID-19, I tell them that vaccinations can protect them from this serious disease. I know COVID-19 disease can be very serious in pregnant women. It can even affect pregnancy or the baby. Millions of people, including pregnant women, have gotten these safe and effective vaccines.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katia Castillo, and I have been practicing OBGYN for 26 years. When my pregnant patients ask me whether they should get vaccinated against COVID-19, I tell them that vaccination protects them from this serious disease. I know COVID-19 disease can be very serious in pregnant women. It can affect pregnancy or the baby. Millions of people, including pregnant women, have gotten these safe and effective vaccines.
Okay, so what we have here, folks, are doctors as actors. I mean, they're being paid. So these are really COVID crisis actors is what we're seeing here. COVID crisis actors. They're being paid to spread fear and propaganda to try to get pregnant women to take vaccines because they know that it causes 4 out of 5 pregnant women to have abortions. So this is a child murder operation, or COVID crisis actors. So, you know, if you want to know how fake all these doctors are who are putting out these messages, they're reading the exact same script. And of course, they're paid by the CDC. So the CDC got a bunch of COVID stimulus money. Did you know that about $1 billion of the first round of stimulus under Trump, by the way, the first round gave the CDC $1 billion for marketing. And that became propaganda money. And then the CDC used that money to pay Hollywood script writers to start dropping pro-vaccine propaganda into sitcoms, into movies. They pay comics to put them into comedy routines. They pay these doctors like this to read the scripts. And they pay probably media organizations to just push pro-CDC, pro-vaccine propaganda. So think about it. They're printing money, which means that they're incurring future debt to the American people. They're printing money and using the money to buy all this propaganda to brainwash the people to commit suicide by vaccine and to cause spontaneous abortions of their children. That's how evil this whole thing is. And that's all that speaks to the dangers of money printing, by the way. When you have a money printing operation, they can use that money for evil. That's exactly what's going on here. Pure freaking evil. All right, now speaking of evil, here's another crazy, insane story that's going to blow your mind. This is from Breitbart. And it cites Reuters that Biden censored a Taiwan map at a panel called Digital Authoritarianism. So in other words, the White House, they panicked over a map showing Taiwan in a different color than China, because, of course, China claims that they own Taiwan, and Taiwan says, no, we're a different country, which they are. And so the Biden regime totally panicked, and they censored that slide. They took it down. And what's, of course, ironic about all this is that they were giving a talk on digital authoritarianism, and then they demonstrated digital authoritarianism themselves. And this is part of Joe Biden's, quote, summit for democracy. It's supposed to be all about democracy and freedom, and all it shows is that Joe Biden is a China whore. He is a CCP China whore. He answers to China, and he censors in order to appease China, even when talking about, quote, democracy. So let me ask you this question. If Joe Biden wants the people of Taiwan to be enslaved to communist China, why wouldn't he want the American people to be enslaved to communist China? And of course he does.
You bet he does. Joe Biden has taken billions of dollars from the Chinese. They own him. Who has said that? The Chinese themselves. We played you clips here on the program of Chinese diplomats and professors talking about how they own, they have bought, and we have their people in the highest places in America. And they, you know, they just gave, what, $30 million to Hunter Biden for what? I don't know. And so there you go.
It must have been for his artwork.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it had to be. All right,
when you talked about what they're doing, right now people need to understand, and this Jane Orient is a doctor. She is with the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, and she is writing that for the first time in living memory, American doctors are getting threat letters from licensure boards warning them about distributing harmful misinformation. Medical boards in 12 states have now disciplined doctors with this allegation. And they are coming out, if you say, you know, hydroxychloroquine works, or if you come out and say, you know, anything against the Biden narrative, they're now going after the doctors' licenses and licensing boards and pharmacists. You know, anybody, all a pharmacist can say, hey, I had a doctor that wanted to prescribe ivermectin. Well, they can go to the medical board and go after this doctor. The doctor might say something at a school board meeting about mask mandates. They can go after him. This is the first time in history in this country that they have threatened doctors speaking out against the government or arguing scientific data. And this, folks, is really, really serious if you think about it. Medical boards telling a doctor, you open your mouth and say something the government doesn't like, we'll come after your medical license. That's your career, your livelihood.
Joe, I'll tell you what else is very serious. Right now we are $3,800 short of our goal today, $3,800. Joe, that means we have approximately 40 minutes and we need to raise $3,800. So that's about $100 a minute tonight.
That's a lot of donations. But, folks, many hands make the load lighter. And if you want to keep us on the air, we need to have stations that are self-supporting. We need to be able to raise enough money to pay the bills. Your donations pay the radio airtime. No one in this ministry in all the years we've been on air, no one has taken even a dime in salary or compensation. We all donate our own time, our own talent, and we give of our own treasure for equipment and other things that you know nothing about.
I have to give those numbers out, Joe. They're 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. All right. Stephanie from New York pledges 30. Thank you. Steve from Michigan pledges 25. Folks, we got to hear from you because we got to raise about $100 a minute.
Right. We need a lot of people donating. If you know, we know everybody's not rich and famous out there. If you can all donate even $20 a month, $10 a month, you know, many hands make the load lighter.
Here you go, Joe. Here's what you were talking about. Brazilian city cuts hospitalizations and mortality rates in half after implementing ivermectin as a prophylactic for COVID. That's right. The city of Irajá, Brazil, offered ivermectin to its citizens during the COVID pandemic. The result was spectacular. Hospitals and deaths were cut in half.
Half, yep.
You know, and the problem of it is Big Pharma doesn't make a lot of money off of that.
No, it's cheap. It's a cheap drug. It's safe, and it's not experimental. Nobody's got a patent on it. So all these new drugs are coming out, new patents, and we know that the big powers that be have money in the patents, and they're all getting rich. And the more vaccines you have to take, the more boosters, the more money Big Pharma gets, the more money they're stockholders and patent holders make. This is about money and power.
Here, between July and December of 2020, roughly 220,000 people were offered a dose of ivermectin as an optional treatment, and for 2 days, once every 2 weeks. And after analyzing the data, a team of researchers spanning several bazillion institutes at the University of Toronto and Columbia's IFIT concluded in a December preprint study that the hospitalization and mortality rates were cut in more than in half. There you go.
Yep.
And
that's proof. And this stuff should be on the news every night, the good news. But you notice they only push bad news. They only want to scare you. They don't, you know, oh, there's going to be another pill coming, but it's not approved yet. It's always push the fear. And you got to obey the government until the, you know, miracle drug comes. We already have all these things that can be used to save lives and keep you out of the hospital. And they are not going to tell you.
Because see, people are waking up to that, Joe, and what's happening, or people are losing confidence. They're losing confidence in medical doctors. They're you know, people don't, they don't want to go to the hospitals. They want to avoid hospitals. And more are in, they're canceling appointments. So many have lost. And these medical doctors, a lot of these MDs, they know, you know, I've told, I got to push this, I got to push that. And people know this out there. It's not a secret anymore. And I got to, if I risk my license or I risk my job, if I tell the truth, and if I actually try to heal them and use, you know, the hydroxychloroquine, then I could lose my job or lose my position here.
Exactly.
And so what do you think, Joe? Is it better for them to lose their job and keep their integrity, or to keep their job and lose all integrity?
Who would you want to trust? A doctor that's willing to lose his income, his license, his reputation to save people's lives? Or somebody who is a pimp for Big Pharma that's pushing the narrative, you've got to have the vax. You know, think about it. The people that are standing have a lot to lose, to tell you the truth. These are the truth tellers. They have a lot to lose. They're risking everything to save you. These are the people you need to listen to, not the bureaucrats.
Hey, Joe, you know, there are people that are totally exempt from this vaccine. And you know who they are? Let me tell you.
The rich.
All of the U.S. senators and House of Representatives, plus all congressional staff, 6,000 White House employees, all employees of Pfizer, 2,500, all the employees of Moderna, 1,500, and Johnson & Johnson, 120,000, and 15,000 CDC workers, and 14,000 FDA employees are all exempt from having to take
the
vaccination.
Gee, I wonder why, huh?
Well,
that's one of the most telling facts that we've done on this. I think we mentioned before about the CDC and some of the groups, but think about it, folks. All the important power players that are pushing you to get vaxxed are exempt.
Well, here, you know, New Jersey GOP lawmakers defied the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. So more than 2,000 employees have filed a class action lawsuit against the United Airlines for religious and medical discriminations over an unconstitutional mandatory vaccine. So Captain Sherry Walker, co-founder of Airline Employees for Health Freedom, said many of her colleagues were fired by United for not wanting to go against their faith or for being too sick to get an injection. The stories are sad and evil, but our CEO is harming our people and perpetuating the destruction of our country for his profit, she added. The lawsuit is sent to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals of the state of Louisiana. And there you go. And I have a copy of the letter here, but I'm not going to read that.
Right. It takes way too long.
Yep. Okay.
We Let's don't see. Do anything that we don't have good sources for in this program, for folks. We've checked it, and it's valid. We know the source of the information and checked it out.
All right. Betty from Michigan pledges 100. Anonymous in Florida pledges 100. Israel in New York pledges 25. And Sharon in Minnesota pledges 100. There you go.
Thank you. One and all.
So...
I was just thinking, the Lord has just the Lord, that we can thank people for doing this. We're not making any money. We're here serving the Lord because this is what he called us to do. But the Lord says in Scripture, when you give to a ministry that's doing the Lord's work, and being watchman on the wall is one of the Lord's work, and preaching his gospel, that you, if you help us help a ministry, you get to share in all the blessings of that ministry. That means anything that's through King's Word School of the Bible, through the Right to Life ministry, the prison ministry. A couple of the pastors have been involved or are involved in hospice, teaching, preaching, trucking ministry. There's a couple other things I'm forgetting right now. But any good that's done, you get to share in the blessings if you've donated. So it's a great way for you to lay up some crowns and treasures in heaven.
Hey, Joe, you know what we found? We were cleaning out in our literature room out there. We found two cases of Larry Nichols' book, and it's out of print. You can't get them no more. Okay.
Oh, that's right.
And so, they were 28 years to nowhere. 28 years to nowhere. And here, it's a book about the inside truth as the author describes the journey that led to the destruction of many powerful people. Let me tell you, I know, because from 1990 on, until a couple of years ago when Larry went home to be with the Lord, he did more to expose the corruption in the Clinton cartel than anybody. And anyhow, this book is a really good book. Here's what some of the people said. I'm on the edge of my seat. I can't turn the pages fast enough. Vicky. Pat says, Larry has fought the fight for good against pure evil. He was the only one who would do it. Now it's like you're sitting down and talking with him. And that's Pat. And, wow, what a book, Colette says. And Betty says, Larry Nichols' personal story to save America is a must-read for all who love his country. So, folks, we have these. Now, you folks, all of you people that have been pledging here, if you want this book, if you pledge $20 or more, just say, send me Larry now, and we'll send them out to the first 40 or so people that send that in, with pledges of 20 or more. But when you send in your pledge, you have to put that in there so that we know that you want the book, because if you don't, then we won't know, you see.
28 years to nowhere. We tell you to always have pen and paper, pencil and paper handy when we're on the air. That's 28 years to nowhere, Larry Nichols. And when you make your donation, you can write to us, wrwl.org, ministry. That's also the web, wrwl.org, or WRWL Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road. Sperry Road, City of Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. And if you're driving, can't write that down, you can go to that website, wrwl.org, and all that information is right there for you.
Alrighty, here. Do you know who the richest man in the world is, Joe, financially like?
Oh, I heard the name, but I can't remember.
Okay, it's not me, Joe.
No, I'm sure of that.
If it was, we wouldn't be having Pledge Week, would we?
We wouldn't be having this problem, yeah. If we were either one that rich, we could afford to pay the monthly bills.
If we were that rich, would we own our own television stations nationwide and be telling the truth?
No, radio, no, they're not going to put us on television, I guarantee.
No, unless we own it, Joe.
Oh, well, I still don't want to scare you.
The richest man is Elon Musk. He's the new richest man.
Elon Musk.
And here's what he has to say about the Build Back Better. He says, throw it out, throw it out, throw it out. Okay. He said the federal government should get out of the way and quit impeding progress, emphasizing that the government should be a referee rather than a player in the field. There you go. Sounds like something we heard from a fellow named President Donald Trump, huh?
Very much the same. Yep. Well, it's the truth.
And here, Build Back Better is Bust Back Better. It's the goal of the Democratic Communist Party is to destroy this country as quickly as they can. That is their goal, to reduce America to third world status. A lot of people don't know this. They can't believe that anyone, that people could be so wicked or evil. And you have these people, just like in North Korea, the leaders are very wealthy, very wealthy. In China, the leaders are very wealthy. And you saw what happened in Venezuela, okay?
In every corrupt country in the world, the leaders are very wealthy.
And let me tell you, if you take a look at our corrupt leaders, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, they're all very wealthy, okay?
Exactly.
But, you know, they want to transfer the wealth from us to them.
That's where they want the wealth transfer.
Yep.
Hey, speaking of that, guess who is running for president?
I'll bet it's Hillary.
Well, on the Democratic side, it's Hillary, but there is a new person front runner out there. Her name is Liz Cheney, and she is being supported by none other than Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney, Lindsey Graham, and Jeb Bush are raising millions of dollars for her. Yep. They're getting ready to run her for president, raising all kinds of money. And here is this gal who is on the January 6th committee.
She is a traitor.
One who is what?
She is a traitor. She is treasonous.
Right.
That woman is, she is as treasonous gets. She is a rhino to the core. And those that are supporting her, we have to get them out. We got to get rid of them. I never trusted Lindsey Graham or Mitch McConnell. They have been turncoats from day one.
Well, Mitch is the one that just made it possible for the Senate to vote to raise that debt ceiling by about $2.5 trillion. And you know what Liz Cheney was doing? She's been reading text messages between Mark Meadows and some anchors at Fox News. And she's been reading them out loud there in the January 6th committee.
I've been listening to those, and I agree with every single one of them.
Freedom is gone, folks. There's nothing safe anymore. There is no privacy in America. It has been hijacked by these people who think they know something. Your constitutional right to privacy and freedom in America is no longer.
All right, Sharon in Minnesota pledges 100. I'm not quite sure where we're at, but I think we need about $3,000 right now. Right now we have approximately 27 minutes, and so we need about $3,000 in 27 minutes. So that's more than $100 a minute, folks. We got to have.
We hear from quite a few of you, folks.
So it's 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. I have about, for the rest of this week, about 6 hours to raise up enough money to keep us going for another month. And so here's the question. Well, first of all, before I get to this one, I got to tell you about this. Just to take you back a little bit, the Spanish flu of 1980, now I want you to think about this. The Spanish flu of 1980 was not a flu, but an experimental vaccine given to the military who then went around the world exposing others. Now, the majority of those who died did so from bacterial pneumonia they received from wearing a mask. That, you know, I mean, even Fauci admitted to that. They died from pneumonia received from wearing a mask. The Spanish flu vaccines killed millions of people 100 years ago. And guess what's happening today? History is repeating itself. But you're sure not going to hear that in the fake news media. Alrighty. Here's another one, Joe. What are the globalists planning to do with a new fake variant? I'll tell you, right after this, I've got to give you those numbers again. We're running out of time. We are running out of time. 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. Here, what are the globalists planning on doing with a new fake variant? It's not a difficult question to answer. All one has to do is turn on their TV to corporate news broadcast and read all of their publications, because they will mostly say the very same thing. That's right, you got the echo chamber out there. If you want to know how the Omicron variant is going to affect the narrative, well, The Guardian has done a handy. Here it is. Here's all the bull we're going to sell you over the next couple of weeks. Here you go. This is what we are hearing. The Omicron variant is more transmittable, but they don't know if it's more dangerous yet. Believe me, these folks, they're concerned about your well-being. Yes, it originated in Africa, possibly mutating in an untreated AIDS patient. Sick people are breeding grounds for dangerous mutations. It has more than doubled the mutations of Delta. Scientists anticipate the virus will be more likely to infect or reinfect people who have immunity earlier. Various. Listen, do you know why all of these people that are getting this here are ones that have been vaxxed? Because the vax, the poisonous pokes, which is not a vax at all, but what is it does? It weakens their immune system. It weakens the immune system to the point where they're much more susceptible. And this is why most all of these people that are getting this are the ones that have been vaxxed, Joe.
Exactly. And the big lie is the more mutations in most viruses, at least in the history of virology, the more mutations, the weaker the virus gets. And eventually it gets to the point where it may be hanging around, but it gets weaker, not stronger. And that is the blessing. So these variations are not to be afraid. They are nature's way of cleaning up a very dangerous virus.
All right. We've got Chris in Minnesota pledges $30. Let me see. Elizabeth from Pennsylvania pledges $30. Thank you. But folks, we're running out of time. We're down to now 23 minutes. We got 23 minutes, Joe. And we're still way far away from, we still got to raise about 3,000.
Right.
Okay.
I was just saying, a lot of places, people think, well, you always hear radio is free. Yes, radio is free, but you got to remember you have a lot of commercials and advertisers.
Alan pledges from Ohio pledges 50. All right, you got to keep it coming, folks. You got to keep it coming. Now, Joe,
advertisers and sponsors. That's why we have a partnership with you, the listening audience. We're doing the work and doing the lifting, but we need help. We need your support.
This is Joe. This is one of the things that why they're so afraid of Trump. Visitor logs reveal Jeffrey Epstein visited Bill Clinton at the White House at least 17 times between 93 and 95. A new report found that convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein visited the White House under Bill Clinton. Now, there was a whole lot going on. And, Joe, what we're talking about, within the Democratic Communist Party, pedophilia is rapid. The Gateway pundit reported that the Ghislaine Maxwell trial has begun, but it's only being led by Obama-appointed judge. It is being led by an Obama-appointed judge. This judge was involved in the lost video incident from the jail that purportedly showed Epstein trying to kill himself in his so-called first suicide attempt. Ghislaine Maxwell trial begins with Obama judge, right? Jim Comey's daughter prosecuting. You talk about foxes in the hen house, Joe. Unbelievable. There's no hens in that hen house. They're all foxes in the hen house.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, with ties to the FBI, you don't suppose she's going to make sure that her father is not implicated in any of this, huh?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe that. Would you?
Yeah, there you go. And you don't suppose that she was put there purposely just for that purpose, huh?
Just call me suspicious, but it just sounds like business is normal in Washington, D.C.
Johnny from Hiram pledges 30, and Peggy from Brooklyn pledges 100.
We need a house cleaning in that place like you wouldn't believe. We need a couple dozen Jim Jordans and some people like him in there to just totally clean house.
Well, you know what's been happening in that Capitol? They're trying to the Gestapo. I mean, they're in the January 6th. What they're doing, look, we saw all summers 2 years ago, we saw burn, loot, and murder, burning down houses. We saw 40 people killed, police officers attacked, and these George Soros brought district attorneys, prosecutors, attorney generals, these George Soros, they're bought and paid for prostitutes. They're not prosecutors, they're prostitutors. They just sit back and just let them go. They never prosecuted any of these people that you saw hitting people with bricks and setting people's houses on fire while the people were in them. No prosecution. But now you have people in D.C., and by the way, this was a false flag. Anyone and everyone that says it wasn't is a liar, and there's not a bit of truth in them. That whole incident in D.C. on January 6th, it was set up that way by the Democratic Communist corrupt...
By the FBI.
Right. And the extremely, extremely corrupt Democratic Communist regime. Here, let me read this to you, Joe. And here they're trying to go after Mark Meadows now. Capitol police officers who were hailed as heroes were involved up to their eyeballs in much more in that day, okay? Officers Michelle Fanone and Lila Morris, or Michael Fanone. Here, this Lila Morris was saw beating the woman that died, beating her with a stick or some kind of a stick or something, and the woman that died. But you see, the woman that died was a white woman, and so it was all right. In Washington, D.C., it's politically correct. You could do that, okay? The woman that was shot, the patriot that was shot in the face, she was shot by a black cop, so it's all right that, you know, in Washington, D.C., that's political correctness. The hypocrisy is unbelievable. The evil, and the whole point of it is to turn the whites against the black. That's the whole purpose in this. There's nothing about the Democratic mob that's not totally corrupt.
Pastor Ernie? They want to create division, whether it's black against white, rich against poor, male against female, rural against city. The idea is to create this hatred, division, and that's what their goal is. And they just picked race was the tool they're using today to cause division in America. But they have tried everything else.
In July, Trump supporter and activist Philip Anderson confirmed to the Gateway Pundit that Capitol Police killed Trump protester Roseanne Boylan on January 6th. And this woman, this so-called police officer standing that I'm looking at right now. In fact, I've got a picture of her beating this woman with a stick. Philip knows that because he was next to her when she died. He was holding her hand. And Philip nearly died himself. Activist Philip Anderson spoke with the Gateway Pundit about the January 6th protest at the U.S. Capitol, and how the Capitol Police murdered Roseanne Boylan and nearly took his life, too. And you see, here, folks, you can trust NBC, ABC, CBS to lie to you every day. And just unbelievable. But anyhow, there you go.
Well, I was thinking today, AOC's been out there, and she was talking about that Capitol riot. She was talking about 130 people were injured, almost 10 people were dead in this, you know, January 6th. There was a great loss of life. That was Presley, one of the other members of the squad. So we have AOC, almost 10 dead, 130 injured. And Presley going, there was a great loss of life that day. I mean, they are just sitting there telling bold-faced lies, and We have people who will not read the truth. They listen to some fact checkers. Oh, yeah, you know. And I looked into these fact checkers. I can't find any that aren't really biased to the left. Everything they do seems to go back to one organization that's extreme far left, and everybody working in that organization is a socialist, extreme liberal, and these are the people that claim to be arbiters of the truth for you. You need to go to the source. You need to listen to the people that were there. Yeah.
All righty, we have Ed from Ontario pledges 100. John from Texas pledges 20. And Sylvia from San Diego pledges, and it's about to come up here any minute now, right?
It's coming.
Sylvia pledges 50. And folks, we got it. We're running out of, wait a minute, we got some more coming in. We're running out of time. We have approximately 19 minutes left. And we have Dr. Michael in Illinois. I know who that is. That's a fellow we just had on this program. Pledges $100. All right, thank you. All right, we have about, right now we have about 14 minutes left. So, folks, 14 minutes left. We got a lot to raise yet. We're not nearly there. I think we're still about 2,500 down right now at this point. So we got to hear from you. Listen, all we need is one of you just to pledge 2,500, and we'll make it.
Yeah.
Just one.
There are some people out there that I know God has blessed, and they make large political donations. Well, we reach sometimes more people than some of the political donations are going to reach with the truth. So maybe some of you would consider money that you might just send to a campaign or one of the fundraisers that send a portion of it here and let us get the truth out to millions of Americans that desperately need to hear it.
Well, you know, Joe, you know, if you're in burn, loot, and murder or Antifa or just a real hardcore communist, anti-American communist terrorist, you can pretty much burn and loot and murder in the big cities without worried about being prosecuted. But you're not the only ones. You see here, the CIA, Joe, the CIA and child sex abusers, they avoid prosecution all the time. At least 10 cases of credibly suspected crimes were identified over the course of years, according to BuzzFeed. A scolding expose based on a trove of internal CIA documents indicates an apparent pattern of failure by the federal government to prosecute CIA employees and contractors of child sex crimes. The article published by BuzzFeed is based on over 3,500 pages of declassified materials that obtained through the Freedom of Information Act. There you go. So this is the corruption. This is why, folks, God's Word, the Bible tells you we have to resist unto death. We have to resist unto death. This is our time. God has raised us up for this time right now. This is for all of you folks out there. I know a lot of times you feel like you're getting
battle, yes.
Like you're getting weary, and you know, every time you turn around, it seems like the wickedness and the evil is so great. Listen, God is greater, believe me. He's on the throne. He's in complete control. He has raised you up right now. This is an opportunity for you to run to the battle and show him what you're made of. You know what he did for you. So resistance to tyranny. And let me tell you, China or Russia are not our greatest enemies. Here in America, the Democratic Communist Party is the party of everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls sin. That's your enemy. And don't forget the rhinos, those traitor Tories within the Republican Party, okay? But folks, again, this is your time to stand up. You've got to stand against the tyranny. Just like the Black Robe Regiment during the War for Independence. From Genesis to Revelation, God's Word, the Bible, makes it very, very clear. If you have any doubts, all you have to do, go to Hebrews chapter 11 or read the book on the heroes of the faith. God is calling you to stand up. Let's fight to bring the nation back to one nation under God. We owe it to God, and we owe it to the children of these pedophiles. The entire Democratic Communist Party is out to destroy the children to the utmost.
Well, I'd like to just give a couple of words that the Lord puts in his scripture. He tells us we are to what? Pray, to testify, to witness, to preach the gospel, to exhort, to run to the battle, to stand in the gap, to fight the fight, to reprove. If that doesn't work, rebuke. We are to storm the gates of hell, to visit those that are sick and in prison, feed the hungry, love your neighbors, save those that are being led to the slaughter. We are to save those that are being drawn to death, and we are to obey him. Everything is a action verb he is giving us, other than the Ten Commandments. These are the things he's commanding us to do, and he's put us in this battlefield, as you said, Pastor Ernie, so that the people can lay up crowns and treasures in heaven. And this is the time, it's our opportunity. You can't win a Olympic medal unless you participate in the contest. Right?
We have 9 minutes left, and Dee in Pennsylvania pledges 150. Thank you, Dee. We have 9 minutes left, folks, 9 minutes left, and we got to raise almost $200 a minute for the next 9 minutes. So we got to hear you.
Right.
We need some.
Carefully consider what we're asking of you, because we're here doing the work, and we need your help desperately. We don't want to go lose a station. Every time we've lost a station in the past, we've never been able to get back on. So if you're listening to us on a particular station at a time, it has to become self-supporting. And they say radio is free, but it isn't. You have all those advertisers and sponsors that we don't have. So we have to rely on you, and we just ask you to prayerfully consider keeping us on the air.
Well, you know, Joe, yesterday, I'll tell you what, you know, we do that here. We pledged yesterday, Doers of the Word Church pledged 1,000. And right now, tonight, I'm going to pledge another 1,000 right now. We're going to pledge another 1,000 right now, Doers of the Word Church. We're going to do it.
I am so pleased to be a part of that church and be ordained there. Yeah, you've got some of the greatest people I've met there at that Doers of the Word Church. They've been, so many people have worked in this ministry and given their time and their talent, and they keep it all going. And thank yous just aren't enough, are they?
No, I wish we could find one matching donor tonight. One matching. We could find just one matching donor tonight to pledge 1,000 or two to pledge 500. We don't have much time left. And folks, this is the last pledge week of our year here.
Right.
And we're going to start into.
We know it's a tough, tough month, but you'll be giving a gift that will reach a lot of people with the truth and with God's word. And in a way that would make a wonderful Christmas present to a lot of people who, well, a lot of our listeners are older, and many are invalid. Many of them can't get to a unregistered church. They don't have a real Bible-believing church, so this is their church. And you would be helping these people communicate with the Lord and hear the gospel.
All right, here, listen to this show. Bill, you've heard of this thing called Omicron? Well, Bill Gates had a game created for Windows called Omicron in 1999. It was about demons pretending to be human in order to harvest their souls. And that's right. And here, he goes on to say, as if happening on cue from a higher power, amen, brother, amen. Right, today comes the news that in 1999, Bill Gates and Microsoft released a game called Omicron that revolved around demons pretending to be humans and go around harvesting human souls, which is actually one of the most important chapters of the alien agenda. The name of the game, Omicron, is basically the same as the new COVID mutation, Omicron. In one speech, David Bowie's character Boz speaks about taking a stand against the government, which may which many are likened to attitudes toward the government during the COVID-19. Wake up, people of Omicron and its corrupt government are lulling you to sleep in order to control you better. They have transformed you into puppets and are manipulated by Ickes and the demons, Bo says. Well, you know, again, here, it's unbelievable. It goes on to say, Bill Gates pretends to be a human. Mark Zuckerberg pretends to be a human. And the list goes on. This is in their book there. Unbelievable. Wow. Then it's got a picture of Zuckerberg with these very satanic eyes there.
You know, it made me think of a story I was going to say for tomorrow, but I think maybe a good time to tell people. You haven't heard this. I haven't seen it anywhere on the mainstream media. In fact, it's in the European presses. Chinese hackers are exploiting a fully weaponized software vulnerability causing mayhem on the web. Excuse me. Possesses a threat to internet-connected devices worldwide. They call this the Log4 shell flaw. Is the biggest threat to the internet in a decade. Countries have issued critical warnings about the software flaw. It is considered so serious because the affected software is used in a wide range of devices that use Java software embedded in programs worldwide.
Joe, I think we're going to make it. Listen, Margaret from Hudson pledges 400. Beverly from New York pledges 200. Gail from Massachusetts pledges 100. And John from Parham. I guess that's Parma pledges 150.
Well, we are going to get there. We just need a couple more little donations.
Yeah, I think we're getting very, very close. So we've got about how many minutes there? I think about 3 minutes, four. How much?
Maybe just enough for me to finish this warning.
Yeah, go ahead.
People, these hackers, this has been weaponized. This flaw was uncovered in a piece of software called Log4j, and hackers can get in with this, take control of servers that run the network, and repurpose the servers for their own ends. And there is very little that ordinary users can do to stop this from happening, or you won't even know if your data has been stolen. And one cybersecurity source said, this is where you put your faith in the lap of the computer gods and hope it gets fixed. It is a very long, complicated article, but the governments around the world are now starting to warn businesses, their military. It says millions of firms are thought to be in danger, and some of the world's largest tech companies, Microsoft, Cisco, IBM, Google, have found their servers to be vulnerable, and this includes the Infrastructure Security Agency in the U.S. have found out their servers are vulnerable. People are worried. The Chinese are happy, happy, happy tonight. And all these companies that have been supporting China, pushing China, and cutting the United States short, they just may get their comeuppance.
Alrighty.
The Chinese are winning, folks.
Folks out there, Catherine in Illinois pledges 100. And I think we're very, very close to our goal. So you can keep calling, but I'm going to give an invitation out here. Now, you say, why don't you give it in the first part of the program, Pastor? Sometimes I fall asleep before the program's over. Yeah. Well, let me tell you. It's because the last thing we want you to remember when you go off there before your head hits that pillow is the most important, and that is this, folks. You know, you might not wake up, not in this world. Again, we're talking about if you've done as many funerals as I have done, you find out a couple things. First, funerals are for the living, not the dead. The whole point there is to make it very clear that it's God's call. When the time that we depart this earth is not our call, and it's God's call. In fact, I was just discussing that with a man today who is getting ready, putting his house in order. And so here again. And I know a lot of you say, well, you know, I hear that every night. Well, let me tell you, you don't know that your soul may not be required of you tonight. Let me tell you this. Now, you got to remember another thing, too, and pay close attention to what we're telling you. When you hear the preacher preaching this, the preacher is only the messenger. The message is coming from on high. And so when you hear that, and he tells you that if you have not called upon the name of the Lord, it's like you're standing on a thread over a lake of fire. That's right, folks. It's not your call. Anything can happen. I know I've had people tell me, well, I had a fellow that used to work with me. He was Orthodox Jewish, quite a theologian where it comes to the Old Testament. And he would often say, once I'm convinced that Christ is Messiah, I will switch before I die. And you know what, folks? A lot of people end up getting a blood clot. A lot of people end up getting shot down by a drive-by shooting. And you don't know if you're going to have time to do that. But you do know that right now you do have the time to do that. Right now. And if you have not done that, you say, well, I don't necessarily believe that. You will. You will believe that. There is no chance at all that you won't. Listen to me. You will believe that. So if you have not made that decision, and you're listening to me right now, you're being told that now is the time. Do it now, right now. And so if I were you, here's what you do. The Lord Jesus made it clear. You pray to the Father. You pray to the Father. You ask for forgiveness of your sins. And once you've done that, you call upon the name of the Lord. You ask the Lord Jesus come into your life to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations at all, without any reservations. You hold back nothing. You say, look, I'm going to give you right now, Lord, take me and use me completely and totally. Once you've done that, you will be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And folks, from that point on, you're on your road to immortality. You say, immortality? That's right. God said it. God said it. And so do that tonight. Pray that prayer. Ask the Lord to come into your life. And folks, again, no one has ever, ever, ever regretted receiving eternal life. But there's a whole lot of people right now that wish they had. And I want to praise the good Lord because we've just had some last-minute pledges. We thank the good Lord. We're out of time for tonight. And so, Joe, thanks for being here. Until tomorrow, as we do this time every night, we want to say good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
And always, 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 let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.